chat here.
Yes. I'm ready.
Hello, and welcome to Frontier Fiction,
Hi.
An actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We're coming to you all the way from the frozen north. It's not easy to stay sane in Alaska. So we get together with one of our favorite pastimes to let the voices in our heads out to play. I'm Wacy, and I think I'm still playing Dacian.
We'll see.
I'm Anna, playing Maeve.
I am Veda, playing Solana.
And I'm Zeb, playing Max.
I'm Colton, I'll be your DM tonight, and let's roll dice.
Let's do it.
Can we please roll dice?
Why not?
To see who's doing our crazy 13, recap.
16. 19. 15.
I got an 8.
Okay, Colton.
Guess it's me. Are you ready?
Be pretty easy to summarize.
Set. Go.
Okay, so during the last episode, the team tried desperately to close the trap door the spider had built to keep out the nasty long man that makes baby noises. They failed. They also failed at resting for a while and finally come to the conclusion they need to kill it.
Da!
Perfect. Nailed it.
That's perfect timing. 4 out of 10.
Three.
Okay, I didn't ask for feedback. But alright.
I give you at least a 5.
If you'd like to give some feedback, please do that on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and you can give us as bad a feedback as you want, and I will read it.
Yeah.
Let's pick up right where we left off, which is Maddox signaled a countdown to turn off the 2 light stones, one of which he cast, and the other which is from Solana. And I presumably, Maddox, yours goes out. Solana does yours.
No.
Okay. Maddox's light winks out all by itself. Maddox, what do you do as Solana's light is sitting there?
I just turn my head and just stare at her.
What are you doing?
I'm turning out the light so that it comes in here, Solana. And when it comes in here, he leans in a little closer. We can kill it.
Solana leans back.
Maddox gets weird without sleep.
This is how it has to be. Turn off the light, Solana. Is that the sound of it turning off?
Okay. Yeah. Veda's corpse thinks she can't breathe. Yeah.
You can make another one and throw it behind the creature once he comes in.
It's too dark.
Suddenly.
It's not too dark to make
when
one.
When Maddox was snuffing the torches out and getting ready to turn his off with Solana simultaneously, Dacian was prepping to light his own torch.
Maeve would be putting her fire rune onto her arrows, because she did take a short rest, or onto her bow.
Wait.
And then her stone rune onto a warhammer.
Maeve,
mm-hmm.
Can you stun that thing when it comes in, like you've done so many times before?
We tried?
Yes.
Okay, so it comes in here, you stun it, we run out, and we actually do close the door. Because then we'll have leverage from the outside. We can even stand on it to close it.
If that doesn't work, I can try to...
It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
This is the one plan to rule them all.
It's gotta work.
You can light the lights, but wait until we can hear it come in. It's not quiet. It makes noises with the squealing and everything.
It is.
Listen.
Pitch black right now. Dacian, do you strike your light?
Who's got dark vision?
I do. Okay, I have dark vision.
Just look at the door.
Not yet.
And when you see it come in.
He's ready to.
Okay, so you're prepared
mm-hmm.
to light a torch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Solana's prepared with a stone.
Everybody's staring at the door, even presumably those who can't see.
Maeve's got her eyes snapped shut, closing on, holding onto it. Solana's arm. Just let me know what's in its here.
Okay.
She's looking down.
Everything's very quiet, and the moments creep by in the tension, the palpable anticipation. It's hard to tell how much time has passed. And who does have dark vision?
Me.
I do.
And your eyes are closed, Maeve?
Yes.
She can see her eyelids really
Solana,
clearly.
Your eyes are... you can see your eyelids in grayscale. and Solana, you're staring at the doorway.
Yes.
Everybody everybody. Eyes closed or not, give me a perception check.
4.
21.
Well, you got a 2 on your
4.
5.
Nice!
Wow. Like,
one up me.
Eyes are closed.
What'd you get?
21.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. You got the dark vision. That's good.
To your left, Solana, with your 21, you hear the faintest crumbly, rustly noises, deeply muffled. Just kind of a...
She's going to shoot a firebolt in that direction.
Sure. Solana spins to her left. Her hair curls, the little loopy-doos spin about. Her hand, or her hat spins, and her skirts flare out, and then whoosh, she launches a firebolt, and it strikes the webbing that is... Yes.
What the?
Out of nowhere. Yeah, it strikes the webbing that's on the wall, which starts to combust slowly and burn, and it starts to spread a little bit, and you can hear this like light, wispy, crackling noise as it wicks back and leaves a large burn scorch mark in the wall.
Did you get it?
Also, you can see the embers spreading up slowly towards the ceiling in a volatile fashion, as though humid and not quite slimy, but gross as this cave is, they might, emulsify in a more rapid state at any given moment. And as the noises dim a little bit, you can hear again just that... And you don't see any movement, just exposed, singed cave wall with your dark vision.
Solana, what are you shooting at?
I heard something. I can't see anything, but I heard something.
You got dark vision. What do you mean you can't see? Well, I can't see anything. I'm blinded by the firebolt. It was pitch black in there.
I just picture it going off the bag.
I don't know what.
There's something in here, but I can't see it.
Something's in here?
Quiet.
There's our peak.
And look.
Shh. I don't want to look.
We need you to.
But what if
did
I
you
look
say
at
you
it?
Heard something?
No, what did we you can't hear anything other than talking.
Okay, that's very specific. Could you keep looking at the door? I'll look on this wall where the fireball went.
Maddox, you cannot see anything.
I know. I'll look over here. You can see. Just look at the door.
Tracers.
I know I can't see. We've been over this. Right. I'm just telling Solana. You look at the door. I'll look over at this wall.
Okay.
Okay.
She's looking at the door.
Maeve is like grasped onto your arm. Yeah.
It's dark.
It's okay. Just be quiet, and maybe we can hear what you heard. Can we listen for that sound?
Yeah. Everybody listens, and you don't need to make a roll. She drew attention to sound. And you know where to listen. And it's getting louder. Just this like odd silence, and then you'll hear...
It's tunneling. It's tunneling to us.
Through rock?
Grab your molecule. Look over where she threw the fireball. Do you see anything?
Dacing whips it out and turns in that direction and tries to look.
That's a great time to ask. What's in everybody's hands? You've got Solana in your hands.
Yep, and I also have my like Warhammer clasp. It's like probably leaning against your shoulder, so I'm holding on to your like shoulders, and I got a Warhammer resting on.
Oh my gosh! Well, she has her bow in one hand, and I guess in order to shoot the firebolt, she took the arrow that was, you know, she's like holding the arrow with the bow in one hand, and probably switched, freaked out.
Okay.
Yeah, she's holding her bow.
Dacian, you have the monocle.
Monocle in one hand, and he's got material to start the... And he's got handy part way out of a sheath, and... Yeah, that's what he's got.
Okay. So, your sword is part way out of the sheath?
Yeah, so he can talk.
Okay. Yeah, certainly. And he can. And He goes, ah, as you are pulling the monocle up, and you turn, and you look at the wall where Solana struck, and everything is pitch black, so you do not see anything.
I thought you said that the monocle had its own, like, light thing earlier before, like, that's how he could see through rock.
You can't even see the monocle.
Right, I thought you said that the monocle had its own vision properties to where when you were looking through it, you could see a certain distance, whether it was light or dark. That's how you could see behind rock into a dark tunnel and still see the creature, even though it's pitch black in there.
If you can see the monocle.
Hmm. Okay.
What do you see, Handy? He puts the monocle away.
Handy goes, it's the thing. It's there. It's coming. It's pretty close. It's fast.
You are very unhelpful, Handy. Which direction is it coming from?
From the noise!
Okay, great. Thank you.
We're going this way.
Yep. And you do, you just hear...
Yep.
And Solana, you, maybe not doing such a great job of looking at the door, see fingers come out of the ground, or not the ground, the wall, as everybody is running away, and they clasp at the webbing and pull part of it inside along with the clump of dirt as everyone is moving towards the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Using the light cantrip on another rock.
Zoop. Daisy struck his torch.
Uh-huh.
Solana lit her light.
Maeve just ran.
Yeah. Still holding on to Solana.
Yes. Solana is bumping behind me.
Oh my gosh. Let me go!
1 foot on the ground. No! We're going. Let's go. No. No sass. Let's go.
Started leaving, and as soon as that hand came through, he threw the oil flask at it, and then his torch as well.
At the wall.
Yeah. Right where his hand's coming out.
Okay.
So that it shatters and makes a mess.
I'm going to say this. If you... give me a non-proficient...
Mm-hmm.
Dexterity attack roll. If you beat, you can't really miss. If you beat, I'm gonna say an 18, then it will, like, go into the cavity that was just created.
Okay. When
the fingers receded.
Okay. 14.
So this oil. Splashes a bit. You pop the cork, presumably, and it splashes again up against the wall, and then you hurl this torch. It topples top over bottom and strikes where all the webbing is already burned up, and it catches on fire slowly, and it starts to burn upward. And as that happens, light is kind of creating silhouettes of you in action, running away from the scene, and just behind you through this small hole, you just hear this noise like, and it kind of like shrinks as though it's moving away a little bit.
Max stops in his tracks and he says, wait, this is what we wanted, isn't it? We got it to come to us.
We can either run or we can fight it, yes.
If we kill that thing, then our biggest concern down here are trolls and goblins, which I'm a lot more comfortable with. I don't know about you.
Maeve is still running.
I am attached.
Just talking to Daisy, I guess.
Makes sense. But our other set of hands are over there.
Oh my gosh. Where are they running to, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
They're getting further and further.
Maeve! Maeve, stop!
Why?
We're gonna fight this thing.
Why?
Find out where it tunneled in and trap it.
Why?
Maeve is like halfway through dragging Solana underneath the door at this point.
Because it will always chase us if we don't.
That's okay, we can leave.
There are a lot of secrets down here. Things that we need to know about for both our mission and also, well, our mission.
I think this creature is keeping these tunnels very, very safe. I don't think anybody can get in.
I agree with both of you.
We made it. In here.
Look at me. Do I seem capable? And I'm still alive down here.
You're somebody being else.
Oh my gosh. No, it's not. Thank
no,
you.
No, no, no. He you. Has a point.
Let's fight it. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to crawl back under and shove you back in front of under the door in front of me.
Shall we close the door and find out where he came in from?
Close the door.
So that doesn't have any other way out?
Well, it can always just tunnel again.
Yeah, but it takes time.
Yeah. But also, we have no idea where it came from. I guess...
the other side of where it showed up is a good spot to start.
If it went in a straight line.
Yeah.
All right. Shut the door.
Shut the door.
All right.
So you guys are going to exit and shut the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Standing on top of it.
Yeah. So... you all clamber out. Is there any light source that anybody's using right now?
I'm holding my
stone.
Ring.
Mm-hmm. Your ring, okay. Yeah. You lit up your ring. Mm. And you all kind of, you can almost half stand on this, so you all kind of time it and jump up on this thing at the same time, and it pushes down and it doesn't latch as much as it does not spring back up. And it is closed. Who knows how much effort it would actually take to get it to pop open again. It's hard to say. What do you do?
You said it latched?
Yeah, it's as close to latching as an organically created door can.
Yeah, but it really does look closed.
Yeah, you squish it down and jump on it a bit.
Great, mm-hmm. Great. Alright, Maddox is gonna go towards, like, it came from the left side if you're on the inside facing the door. That's mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna look in that on the wall, yeah, on the outside of the door, mm-hmm. and look for any tunnels.
Sure. You kind of walk along the wall there, and it's not Riskly. Very long. Yeah, it's not very long at all until you kind of hit the area where your light of the stone that was outside ended. And you see there's a boulder kind of sticking out of the cave walls. And on the other side of the boulder, you can see a cavity that was dug out, and you can see displaced dirt in a very narrow hole, probably only maybe 2.5 feet wide and 1.5 feet or maybe 2 feet tall that goes straight in. And you're not looking down it or up it, rather. You just see it.
Hmm.
It's actually down at about foot level.
Hmm.
Very low.
Like it was like crouching on the ground, digging like a badger mole.
Yeah.
Cool.
I will picture. All
right. Found it over here.
So, do we wait for it to come back out? Or do we...
Well, we don't have good vision in the dark.
Jason whips out his monocle and tries to see if he can see it.
Sure, yeah. You can see the monocle.
Yep.
And you see a cavity mm-hmm. that goes pretty much straight in. Looks like it circumnavigates a boulder
mm-hmm.
and veers towards the left, and that's all you can see.
Okay.
You're standing there for a moment, and you are... what's everybody doing?
Waiting for just watching to tell us what he sees.
Maybe we'd be looking at the door to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dacian, you see fingertips and then a head, which is not looking up or forward, but straight down at the ground, almost like a very drunk man pulling himself across the floor of the bar. Is this thing's arm, one arm, and then the other kind of extend, and the fingers reach out and pull it lengthwise, you know, like elbows barely bending as it creeps forward, face dragging through the dirt into the vision of your monocle.
Towards us.
Yeah. Yeah. Piano key inching along with its fingers.
Dacian holds a finger to his lips and kind of motions that it's coming toward us and draws one of his swords.
Okay. As which sword do you draw?
Handy.
As the sword is coming out of the sheath Why don't everybody present please just give me a stealth check?
8.
11.
5.
Yeah. As you say that, everybody shifts their grip, tightens on their weapons, or prepares themselves, and Handy goes, "What?" And you see the creature, and it freezes, and its head, like, kind of in a jagged, popping way, looks up and looks at nothing, and kind of turns its ear towards the door, and then you see it kind of crouch down low, and then its elbows bend ever so slightly, and you just see it push itself back a foot. Push itself back a foot.
Max is gonna guess minor illusion and have his voice off further away from the door. And have myself, that voice, be calling. He's stuck in there, guys. Quick, let's go back over to the... whatever that building was that we passed earlier. And it'll sound like it's further off because the voice is further off.
Okay. What do you guys do?
Solana is dead silent, waiting for something to happen.
Dacian's watching to see if it continues to back away and if it... and
it backs out of your sight.
Okay.
It was only just entering it.
Okay.
Maeve would be looking around at the door, at like everything else surrounding except for the tunnel to see if anything, see if there's anywhere else to go slash any other quote unquote threats. But mostly somewhere else to go.
Did you say there was a big boulder sitting by this hole?
Yeah.
Okay. Like it would fit in the hole?
I mean, it's much, much, much larger than the hole.
Yeah.
Like much, 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 much?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Too big for four of us to move?
Yeah, and it's lodged into the wall. It would be very, very difficult to move. It's not just like sitting there. It's...
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right.
Dacian's going to try to move so that he can get another angle at this where the distance is shorter to see if he can see it. Maybe climb it, maybe move around. I'm not sure what that would look like.
Well, it pretty much goes straight into the wall. And you were pretty much standing... right in front of it when you're looking at it.
Okay.
So you could walk along the wall and see what you can see, but there's nothing to give you any indication that the cavern goes in that way or that you'd be able to see the creature.
Okay. So is it a it's a straight tunnel, yeah?
Around a boulder.
It veers slightly to the left towards the cave you just were in for an episode.
Yeah. But it's the tunnel's still, like, straight. Okay. Dacian's going to pull out his crossbow, put it in the mouth of that tunnel, and shoot straight down it if he can.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead and give me just an attack check with disadvantage.
Okay.
Regular crossbow attack.
13.
Let's see what the paperwork says.
He hasn't had to pull it out yet.
Yeah. You don't hear or see anything.
Okay. I'm also not rolling any damage. Okay. Gotcha. Well, it's worth a shot. So, it's going to either come out some other way, or wait for us to leave, and then come out this entrance.
I could shoot a firebolt.
Yeah, pew. We know you can do that.
Pew!
So, do we want to try to find out where it's going to come out next, or do we want to leave?
Let's leave.
We have the opportunity to leave. Maybe we should just leave.
But then, any other time we come back down here, we're going to have to deal with this thing.
And I think that those runes on that wall down there are pretty important.
So, we have a pretty good opportunity right now. We know where it is, and it kind of has to come to us from a small hole or tunnel or something.
No, it doesn't.
It can stay there.
It can dig another tunnel.
No, exactly, and it's going to be small.
From my observations, it doesn't mind torchlight. What it doesn't like is the magical light.
Really?
So if we, that's what I think that I've noticed. I could be wrong. I don't have a book that told me this. Also, it backed up when it thought that we knew it was there.
Right.
So it doesn't think that it can take us in a straight-on fight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if we leave, maybe not a fully lit, but a small torch lit somewhere near this hole so we can see there. We don't have to be close to this hole when it comes out. We can just shoot it with everything we got. And it's a lot easier for us to be quiet if we're further away from it.
I like this. I like the plan.
But it still might come out somewhere else. So we need to leave somebody here to keep an eye on it?
Well, you're the one with the monocle and you're the sneakiest.
Okay.
We're all going to be watching that hole. Okay. But you could look through the door, maybe, that we came out of.
See if it tries to go through another way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
And who's got the other talking stone? Is that you?
Me. I have it.
Okay.
Yeah. She's going to reach into her bag and pull out her health potion and hand it to Dacian.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Had that all along? I'm not even gonna ask. Never mind. This is a good plan. I don't have a torch. Can somebody light a scadly lit torch?
Yep, got one.
Alright.
Jason pulls out another one and lights it.
Don't put it too close to the hole to where it scares it, but just enough to cast some light.
Mm-hmm. So you want the hole to be in the dim light in the perimeter of the torch, which is not burning too brightly. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm going to put out the magic light that I'm holding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And take a spot about 30 feet away from the entrance to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So Lana's going to follow Maeve if she starts going somewhere.
So you guys carefully set up this trap. And wait and watch and wait and watch. Dacian, you've got the monocle out, and some time passes before you see the fingertips and the face, and they just sit there kind of about, 12 feet down this gap,
mm-hmm.
and hold perfectly still, far from the light cast by this torch. Mm.
Dacian holds up his hand and motions that it's present, but it's not moving.
How do you motion that?
You tell.
Good point.
You make an excellent DM someday there.
You have the talking stone.
Yeah, but she has the other one.
I thought we had three. One for you, one for her, and one for Bon.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I have one. Maeve has the other one.
Yeah, so you can still talk to Maeve.
Maeve. But not the one that's making all the fuss.
No, Maeve and Solana are together.
I'm with Maeve.
Okay.
Be a good t-shirt. I'm with Maeve.
I'd wear it.
Oh, you're giving... I gotcha. You could. But I like the idea I had better.
I like it too.
So you want to see how he would hold his hand up,
mm-hmm.
and would be crawling.
Okay.
And then stop.
That's me.
Very so good.
Understand.
I'm sold. That's what happens. What do you guys do?
Wait.
You wait?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just
time
game.
Drags.
Good.
On. Nothing happens.
Ugh. Maeve is dying.
Good.
Maeve would be fidgeting, like walking around in circles.
Stop moving.
You guys.
You're trying to be stealthy, Maeve.
She takes out like knitting needles.
Suddenly like, become really aware. Silently. You guys become aware that you've not actually slept in some time. And what happens in D&D, which you're not facing currently, but what you could face soon, is that you need to make checks to see whether or not you're going to face exhaustion from staying awake for too long.
Maeve has her knitting needles out, and she's just click-clacking to stave off.
I'm just waiting. Just looking at the hole. Mm-hmm. Just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
as long as it takes. Exhausted and my eyes are just like bloodshot, wide open. So ready.
Dacian says through the talking stone to Maeve, can one of you guys put that torch out, maybe?
Yeah.
I think it's not wanting to come because that torch is there.
Maeve would already be like halfway through your sentence, like,
Maeve,
like,
stop, stop, please stop moving, it. Please.
She'd be like,
super. Do you stop moving?
I do not. Jesus. She would go towards and like quickly snuff it out and then back up really quickly.
Solana would have followed Maeve. She does not want to be alone. She's okay. Going to be beside Maeve.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't get slapped.
The torch is snuffed out. Dacian, presumably you're watching very closely as this happens.
He is watching it, but also prepping, like, the equivalent of a couple of matches.
Sure. So you see right up until the moment when the torch is snuffed out.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything is just sitting there. Mm-hmm. You see a slight jostle as the gals move forward.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of their footsteps, you see the head turn, mm-hmm. like very suddenly, and the fingers flex,
mm-hmm.
and then everything goes dark.
Okay. He lights one of those matches to see.
And you hold it up to the monocle.
Yeah.
And you look and you see very quickly this thing is crawling forward and its head rises and makes eye contact with you through the wall and through the monocle. And for the briefest moment, you are slightly dazzled. However, apparently seeing it through this magical artifact and through that wall does not have quite the same effect that gazing at it has when it's in full vision.
Hmm.
Yeah. Its eyes are very disturbing. They almost twinkle despite the void of light.
Mm-hmm.
And they appear to be like little black marbles set inside of rotten, oily, black crevices. And it moves forward, and then you see its hand come literally out of the hole and the other one. And then its shoulders pop out, and they bow. And its arms start to suspend it as it pulls its pelvis out and its legs. And they just keep extending until its knees come out.
It's out.
And it stands, not quite stands, but it spreads its legs obscenely wide with its arms holding it up. And it's about 7-8 feet up in the air to its head. The thing is so gangly long. You can see it.
Yeah, she'd shoot it.
I will say this. You guys have a choice while you're fighting this thing. Maddox, you don't have a choice. You can't see anything.
He's going to cast Prestidigitation to light the torches by the hole.
Okay, then you would be able to see something. So, here's what's up. You can choose not to look at it and have disadvantage to attacking it, or you can choose to look at it and risk getting caught in its gaze. And we're going to roll for initiative.
Can we choose every time?
Every time.
Okay.
Except for if you get caught in its gaze, and then you don't get to choose very much at all.
You said that it's like 8 feet tall?
Yeah, well, it's not even standing up. It's holding itself up with its arms right now.
That's terrifying.
With its legs spread.
So it's 8 feet tall, not even standing up?
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be pretty easy to not look at the top of that 8-foot stack?
Not mechanically.
Okay.
It'd be impossible.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Flip to a new page.
Solana would shoot it without looking at it.
What does everybody have?
Oh.
5.
19.
Yeah, oh, that's cocked.
Okay. 12.
11.
Maeve, you will start this combat. Are you looking at the creature, or are you averting your eyes?
Maeve would avert her eyes and shoot her bow at it, which her bow is fire runed.
Okay. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Well, I think I can can be done now. Crit fail.
Critical fail. I'm sorry. Maybe, I don't know what to say. It is not your turn anymore if you're done.
She does also invoke her stone rune. When a creature I can see ends their turn within 30 feet, invoke the rune and force the creature to make a wisdom saving throw. So when it's his turn.
Okay, is that an action or a bonus action or what?
That's after its turn.
To do that, how do you cast that? Because attacking with your bow and arrow is an action.
Mm-hmm. When it ends its turn, invoke the rune and force the creature. It doesn't say that it's an action because it's not its turn.
Okay, one sec. So we looked it up, and it is a reaction. So because it ended its turn, that meets the parameters for the reaction, and so you do that. Remind me on the end of its turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make that saving throw, because I'll forget. Dacian.
Mm-hmm. He hurls a couple of oil flasks at it.
Okay. Are you looking at it or averting your gaze?
No middle ground. So I don't, if I look down at towards like its feet,
mm-hmm.
is that averting my gaze or looking at it?
Basically,
you said we can't look at its feet.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, you're either averting your gaze from it or you're risking getting sucked into its gaze.
Okay, I'm averting my gaze.
Okay. And you don't need to roll anything to throw oil flasks at the ground. Okay. You do that. There are oil flasks on the ground.
Sweet. Shattered ones.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool. Anything else on your turn?
You might move a little further away from it.
Okay. It has some range. Are you going to disengage?
Ooh. It has that much range.
Wow.
Its legs are, and arms are 15 feet long.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, you cleverly duck, and you almost feel it take a swipe behind you as you put some distance in between yourself and it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Slami,
you're next.
What's your name? Maddox. Maddox, can you light those? Or Solana? One of you?
Solana loves lighting things. You know,
Beta is shaking her head yes, just so your listeners know.
You know I don't like big fires.
In this case, you might. Maybe? If that thing lights?
Yep. Can I go? It's your turn. Okay, she's going to avert her eyes and shoot Firebolt at it.
Okay. At it or at the ground where you put the oil flask?
Are you still standing a ways away?
I'm standing with Maeve, and last I remember we ran and snuffed out.
And then ran away.
Yeah, and then ran back.
Okay.
A little bit.
How many feet away are you? You can decide. It just is going to determine how it plays out.
120 feet.
No. No, you're not. You cannot carry Maeve that far. Okay, give me a number between 15 and 40.
45, you're gonna 45. Say.
No.
Its speed must be 40.
I have no idea what its speed is.
39
feet away. Okay, so you can make an attack roll,
mm-hmm.
with disadvantage. You're not attacking it. You're just trying to hit something, so I'm just going to say flat DC of 10 to hit the area that will cause the fire to hopefully take.
Well, I got an 18 and a 3.
3 plus what?
Oh, yeah. Probably not enough.
Probably not enough.
No, 8.
8 total?
Yeah.
Oh, man, so close. Your firebolt. It strikes the boulder next to where this thing exited. Anything else on your turn? Do you want to use your movement?
Yeah, she'd move farther away.
Farther away? How far?
30 feet.
30 feet away. Done. Maddox.
Is the torch that they snuffed out, like, knocked over on the ground, sitting in the pile of oil that broke from all the flasks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to, like, look over at Dacian and just, like, shake his head no. and then look over at the thing, and his eyes get wider. So he does actually look at it.
Mm.
Because I said that he did.
Okay. Let me see what happens. So you need to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, that's easy. I'm super, super charismatic. What do I got to beat? Do I get to know?
I don't mind saying it's a 15.
Oh, well. Bummer.
Yeah.
8.
8. Okay. So go ahead and roll a d4.
I'd rather... You know.
Oh, excuse me. Roll a d8.
Oh, that's what worse. It says.
That's much worse.
6.
A 6. Okay. Now roll a d4.
It's the most complex beast. 3.
Okay. We'll say 1 is north, 2 is east, 3 is south. So you just start walking. Your full movement away.
Which direction? Could you say that again?
South.
No, the whole direction thing that you said.
So 1 is north.
Yeah.
2 is east.
Yeah.
3 is south.
And I assume that means 4 is north. The only other one.
Northwest. Yep.
Wait, no, I think it's
starboard.
West. Okay, and which okay.
South is in the direction of Solana and Maeve.
Okay, so I walk towards them.
Mm-hmm.
They're further away than I am?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. 39 feet.
Plus 30 for me.
Plus she used her movement to go even further.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Alright.
Yeah, and you can repeat the saving throw, I believe. Let me read. So when your next turn begins, you will be driving again.
Oh, good.
And, I mean, in all fairness, you're what you wanted most probably, which is to go away, happened. So There you go.
It's pretty presumptuous of you.
No fire.
It was my idea to stay and fight this thing.
Okay. It's its turn. Who's the closest person to it right now? It'd be Dacian, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. It's going to move forward towards Dacian and make a multi-attack against you. It's going to grab you violently with each of its hands, if it can, and then lean in to bite you between the neck and shoulder. We'll see. First, I'm going to roll left and right hand. Not great rolls, but it does have a decent modifier. So, left one is 18.
Hit.
Okay. The right one misses. Then it's going to try to bite you. 19 on the die. Definitely going to work. So, one claw and one bite are successful, and that's going to be 3d8 plus 10 damage. 19 damage in total.
Dacian drops.
Ooh.
I'm so far away. Why?
Oh, dear.
At least you're not 120 feet away.
So those of you who can see, this thing takes a swipe at Dacian, and he, like, leaps in the air over the arm, and the other one comes flying down through the darkness and just, like, grabs him, and then it, like, its neck popping a little bit, it sticks its jaw in the air, tweaks it down, and then, like, quivering, just viper-like, latches onto his neck and shakes a little bit, kind of like a dog with a toy it doesn't want to let go of, and then Dacian goes limp. It is now Maeve's turn.
Maeve is going to... Oh, and then he has to roll a saving throw for his reaction.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good memory.
It's my thing.
He gets a critical fail.
Yes.
What happens?
Good.
He's dead?
He is.
It's the end.
This creature has now a speed of zero and is incapacitated.
Okay. So it's frozen.
It's charmed.
Holding on to Dacian and biting into him. Just frozen in place. And it seems as though it's savoring the moment, and yet it just does not move.
Maeve is gonna go, how do you like it? How do you like it? And start running.
So presumably you're within 30 feet of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you reread the thing?
Yes.
Okay, good to know. So that required nothing of you.
Mm-hmm.
Your movement is your own, and you have an action.
Cool. I'm going to shoot, because I can presumably look at it now, right?
Can you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to look at it and shoot it with an arrow.
All right.
My ruined arrow.
So you go, yes, and you look at it.
But not in the eyes.
And frozen, you're looking at it like it's kind of torso, oddly small for how much limb it's rocking. And the lines of its figure naturally draw your eyes up towards Dacian and where this thing is biting into him. And you can see the pinpricks of its eyes, and you need to make a charisma saving throw.
My eyes aren't drawn up there. They're very intentionally not drawn up there. I wouldn't want to look at it.
It's too late.
It's not. Charisma saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
Seven. Okay, roll me a d8. A five? I love fives. Roll me a d... Wait. Yeah. Roll me a d4.
Two.
You kind of, your arms drop to your side, you're still holding your bow, and you start walking east, which is into the darkness, away from the wall this thing has come out of. And you don't run, you just, how much movement did you have left? About 15 feet?
Yeah,
you just start walking in that direction and end your turn facing away from the creature over there. With that, well, we'll worry about that when it's its turn again. Now, right now, it's Dacian's turn for a death saving throw. Luckily, this thing can't beat you up while you're down at the moment.
Mm-hmm. 10.
Success. One success for Dacian. Little circle over you there. Nice. Solana.
Hey.
Is everything okay?
No. She can either shoot at the creature without looking at it and maybe hit Dacian, or she can run up to the creature and save Dacian, but then be standing under the creature. So she just doesn't really know what to do.
Okay. So do you need me to hit pause?
No, she's just gonna roll for it.
She's just gonna throw some dice.
High or low. High or low.
He's already down. She's just gonna shoot the creature.
Okay.
She's gonna. Yeah, she's gonna shoot the creature, and then she's gonna go back the 30 feet that she came after she shoots.
Are you gonna look at it?
No, she's not gonna look at it. She's just gonna do disadvantage.
Okay. Make a roll with disadvantage.
It's already down. She hits him. What am I gonna do? I know.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you knew that it could do more.
She's trying to hide her dice from me. But she's honest. The truth will be known.
I got a two.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
A two plus
five.
Something.
That's all right. You miss.
I missed. Yeah, it's not five because I used my bow.
Oh, you bow.
Don't crit fail right now.
I didn't. I got five.
Yeah, okay. Good. Don't do that. Anything else on your turn?
I'll move forward that 30 feet.
So you will be about...
39
feet away.
Yep.
And it is Maddox's turn. You are facing into the darkness. You can hear the din of a strange battle behind you.
Yeah, Maddox, wakes from this weird stupor he is in, and turns around and looks where the beast was and sees it's not there and looks for Dacian and sees he's literally being carried in the mouth of this thing. If Maeve was 30 feet from it and I was over by Maeve, then I'm also 30 feet from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's like struck with a large amount of guilt because before he got stunned, he had this flashback of why he was afraid of the fire in the first place.
Mm.
And then he hesitated, and then like his only friend in the world looks dead.
Go ahead and take a point of inspiration for that.
Okay.
Awesome. Nice catch.
He's going to charge up to this thing and get behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be flanked by a dead man?
No, but you don't need to flank something that's incapacitated.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. If it's incapacitated, do hits have advantage?
I don't know that you can really miss it. You just have to see. Yeah, you'd have advantage because you have to see if you puncture it or not.
Well, it's a spell.
Oh, it's a spell? Yeah. Is it a saving throw spell?
No, it's I would roll a melee spell attack.
Oh, sure, yeah, it would absolutely be an advantage.
But it wouldn't be the automatic hit thing like a regular sword would be?
I know. I don't think regular swords would be an automatic hit thing either.
Oh, I thought you were saying it couldn't miss. Oh, no, you were saying it could, like, puncture or something.
Yeah.
All right. 19 on the die?
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
So that's, this is Inflict Wounds.
Cool.
It's one of the spells that I got from the, Shut up, cat! Gosh! Anyway.
Where'd you get the spell?
Doesn't matter. I cast Inflict Wounds. It takes 3d10.
Alright.
So this is two of them. That's 7. 11. That's pathetic.
11
pathetic.
Necrotic damage. Cool.
That's exactly what I predicted, isn't it? We predicted.
And it is its turn. Does it get to repeat a saving throw on its turn or something
like that?
It
does, yeah.
Cool. It will.
At the end of each turn.
And what's the saving throw it makes?
That's a wonderful question. I'm so happy you asked.
25.
Wisdom.
25.
Okay, it rolls a 14 on the die, and your spell save DC is 11?
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing shakes, and its mouth flies open and off of Dacian's limp body, and it drops him to the ground, and it makes that save at the end of its turn, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's what it does. It's Maeve's turn.
Okay, Maeve is going to turn around a little bit disoriented, turn around and see where it's at, and then she's going to shoot a firebolt at it without looking at it, because she has learned her lesson.
Okay, go ahead and make an attack with disadvantage.
Not 20.
Ooh.
Yes.
Give me another one.
Versus
6.
6 plus, not going to do it.
No.
Sorry. So, the bolt goes wild. Though you do see, in the light of the spell, the thing kind of recoils a little bit and goes, and almost hisses inward. Inward hissing. Anything else on your turn?
No, but I am going to back up a little bit.
Okay.
Another 15 feet, so I'm still
okay.
30 feet away.
Pacing backwards slowly. Dacian, death saving throw. 4. Oh, failure. Okay, so 1 success, 1 failure. This could go any direction as the stakes get higher. So, Lana, how do you feel about that? Man, initiative moves quicker when someone's down. It's like those 3 episodes in a row where your character was paralyzed.
Yeah. Karthus. That's
Karthus.
His name.
It's been a minute. Go.
Okay. She's going to shoot at it.
All right.
But she's going to look at it.
Okay. Go ahead and make a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
Jesus,
good catch.
What did I have to beat?
What'd you get?
10.
10. Roll me a d8.
No, you got a 12. Charisma saving throw is plus 4.
I got 12.
12. Roll me a d8.
But we got more information now.
5.
A 5. Again. Roll me a d4.
This is the third time a 5 has been rolled.
3.
3. You go.
Oh my gosh.
South.
So I just go back to where
back
I was.
To where you were.
Yeah. You just start walking in that direction. You know, your arms fall down by your sides. Your face goes deadpan. And you start walking in that direction. And it is now Maddox's turn.
Is this thing still holding Dacian in its mouth?
No, it dropped into the ground.
It dropped him?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not disengaging from it. I'm circling around.
Okay.
I guess now I'd kind of be in the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in the front.
Yeah.
And I'm remembering the health potion that Solana gave him
mm-hmm.
that I was so bitter about. That she held on to for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna look through his pockets and try to find it.
Sure. Go ahead and just give me an...
He remembers that he put it in his front right pocket.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say investigation with advantage, but okay. I don't really care.
All right, cool. 20.
20, yeah. yeah, you reach right in, you know, in the dim light, you know, right where... You're very familiar with Mason. Mm-hmm. Right where you knew it would be. And... You pull it out, and it barely twinkles in the dim, magical light.
I'd like to pop that cork and dump it in his mouth.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Do you cradle his head?
No.
No. Okay.
I do not.
Head in the dirt.
Plug his nose.
Plug his nose. Pull his jaw up. Squeeze so it opens and dump this thing in there, and Dacian begins to cough and splutter as he swallows it down. Anything else on your turn as you kneel before this thing's which's turn is next?
Yeah, was that my action?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my action. Gosh, I wish I had some spell slots.
That's a good name for an episode.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? What he does is, after that, he thinks... Crap, how am I going to get out of this? And then he remembers the last time he looked at it, he was forced to walk away. he's going to stand up, and like as Dacian's opening his eyes, he's just like, goodbye.
I can't give you two inspirations, but, you know, golf clap, everybody.
He looks up at the guy's eyes.
Charisma saving throw.
Charisma saving throw, all right.
They are... pools of blackness on the face of death itself. Roll me a d8.
5!
Yes! Yes!
Unbelievable! Yes!
You are welcome.
How is this?
And 3! I'm going to Solana!
We manipulated the beast!
Now you know that's exactly what it does every time.
Yes.
It is not frozen, and it's going to take an opportunity attack against you as you walk away from it. Having nothing better to do. Nothing better to do in its proximity and not using it, having used its reaction. I'm not going to use Carly's die. I'm going to use all red. I'm going to give you all red here. And I got a 17, so that's a hit. And he's not making a multi-attack. It's just one claw attack, which is going to be 1d8 plus 5 damage to the squishy wizard.
Plus 5?
11 damage.
11.
So, let me paint the scene. Maddox shrugs.
With my blood.
He shrugs and he looks up at this thing. A look of stupor falls over his face. His arms drop to his side. And he swings his foot around and starts fairy tale walking away from it. And it comes back and just nails him. And he kind of like spins, rolls, stands back up, and keeps walking. His nose bleeding and his arm looking slightly disheveled. And that's what happens. It is now where we're going to call this episode. Oh. Jason or... Wacy, take us out.
Thank you for joining us in tonight's adventure. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Alaska Standard Time to catch the next installment of Frontier Fiction. I'm Wacy, playing the mummy. See you guys next week.
Zeb playing Maddox.
I'm Veda playing Zolana.
I'm Anna playing Maeve.
I'm Colton, and I've been your DM. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at Frontier Fiction on Facebook or Frontier Fiction on Instagram. And we'd love to talk with you. Have a great night.
Bye.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Keep your stick up.
What a mess.
I've been robbed.